It's Kim, and I'm speaking to comedian Alfie Moore about his upcoming show, Getting Away With Murder. Can you tell us a bit about the show without giving too much away?
Yeah, it's a comedy, but it's a dark comedy, and it is what it says on its tin, really. I tell people, if you fancy, if you ever fancied committing a murder, I just tell you the best way to do it, really, using my 20 years experience as a cop.
What made you go from being a policeman to a comedian?
Yeah, it is a bit weird, that one, isn't it? I entered a stand-up comedy competition in my 40s, sort of a midlife crisis, and I did all right. You know, I enjoyed it, and people seemed to like it, and it just went from there. I got hooked, bitten by the comedy bug, really, and so I got into stand-up, and then I got a lucky break because I went to the Edinburgh Festival with a show, and somebody from BBC Radio 4, a producer from the BBC, saw my show, liked me, invited me down to London, and the last few years I've had my own show on BBC Radio 4 called It's a Fair Cop.
That's so brilliant.
That's been great for me, and that caused me to sort of take a career break from the police and become a professional entertainer.
And what other things have you done as a comedian?
Well, I sort of did the live stand-up comedy circuit, which was similar to being a cop in many ways, because obviously you've got to make that connection with an audience, with strangers, because it's a bit tense, as policing is, when you walk into a lot of situations. The main difference, of course, is and you play some rough gigs as well to start with, because you don't know what you're walking into. some drunken, sort of boisterous rooms, really. I suppose the main difference is when you're a stand-up comedian, you're allowed to tell a drunken dullard. There is actually a drunken dullard. but when you're a police officer, you're not allowed to tell them. But you can taser them, so it's not all bad.
And what's been your favourite part of being a comedian so far?
Oh, my favourite part? I guess it's my own shows. It's doing things like I'll be doing at Bakewell Town Hall, which is people buying a ticket to see you. They've already got an awareness of what you do and who you are, and they're the most fun. You can really have some fun with those audiences and do a full show rather than a comedy club where you're just doing 20 minutes. It's just you all night and doing a show with a theme, telling a story. So that's my favourite bit.
And what should the audience expect from your show?
It's a stand-up show. It's stand-up comedy. It's a dark subject matter. I guess it's the gallows humour that the 3-9 services all share, really. So my main audience, I would say, statistics tell us that in the UK about a third of the population are happily married, about a third are happily divorced, and the other third tend to be the audience that come and see this show. So I talk about a lot of top five things, top five murder weapons in the UK, top five murder towns in the UK, also all sorts of interesting historical facts and my own experiences, because I was a detective that was on murder investigations myself, so some personal experiences I've had on the subject as well.
And can you just remind our listeners when and where it's taking place and where they can get tickets from?
Okay, it's on Saturday the 14th of October, so it's coming up very soon. Tickets are from either from Bakewell Town Hall. The box office number is 01629 810 152, and you can also go online and just Google the show and it'll come up, Ticket Source.
Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Absolute pleasure.
And good luck with the show.
Love Bakewell and look forward to it.